Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let the church say amen. God is good, and all the time, God is good. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. As we usher the Holy Spirit in, we want God to know that we appreciate how He's brought us through another week. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Lord, hold my hand, yeah, while I run this race. Oh, Lord, hold my hand, while I run this race. Oh, Lord, hold my hand, oh, while I run this race. Lord, I don't want my in vain. You ought to tell him today, say, Lord, guide my feet. Oh, Lord, while I run this race. Oh, Lord, guide my feet. Yeah, Lord, while. Oh, Lord, guide my feet. Yeah, Lord, Lord, while I run this race. You see, I don't want this race in vain. One more thing, and I want to tell him, Lord, 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 guide my tongue. Yeah, while I run this race. Oh, Lord, guide my tongue, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, Lord, guide my tongue, yeah. Oh, wow. Run this race. See, I don't want to run race in vain. One more time, let's tell him, Lord, 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 hold my hand, yeah, while I'm running this race. Oh, Lord, I need you to hold my hand, yeah, 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 while. God, praise God. Amen. Early morning request. Before we do anything, Lord, guide us. Amen. Along the way. Amen. Dr. Kimmel going to come with our prayer, and Reverend Kitchen will come with our sponsor reading and our scripture for the morning. Praise God.
You would just bow your head just for a second. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, thou be the name that King and come. Will be done on earth as well as in heaven. Father, we just come to say thank you. We got so much to thank you for, Father. We can stand here all these years and praise you and thank you for you, Father. But Father, we just come to right now and just thank you for your only begotten Son. That pleads our case. And through him, Father, you have gave a mercy and grace one more time. Realizing you didn't have to do it, but you did anyway. We just come by to say thank you. You brought us from last week to this week. We want to say thank you. You kept the deaf angel back one more time. We want to say thank you. Father, if we just count our blessings, we just can't count them right now, Father. We just come by the deals and said thank you. Father, we come for no inside show, or neither we come for no outside show. We just come to lift and praise your name one more time. Because you gave us the breath of life one more time, Father. Only you can do that. And we want to say thank you. Then, Father, we want to thank you for raising up off our bed this morning and keeping the deaf angel back one more time. And then, Father, you let us come out to the house of worship one more time. Will you come by to say thank you? Then, Father, we're not going to stop right there. We just want to thank you for the one that you put in this vineyard right now, Father. Crown him from the top of his head all the way down to the bottom of his feet with special blessings. Only you can do it, Father. We want to say thank you for him, Father. And then, Father, we want to thank you for the first lady here this morning, Father. We want to thank you for the children. We want to thank you for the deacons and the deaconess. We want to thank you for the ushers, the one that's on the instruments, Father, and the one that's in the choir, Father. Somebody needs you for one thing, and somebody needs you for another, Father. We realize somebody weeping over somebody gone this morning, Father. Their child or their mother or their sister or whatever, somebody's gone right now in the Father. Touch them right now, Father. Let them know that you still sit high and you look low. We bless you, Father. And then, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the raindrop this morning, Father. We realize that it was your rain, the earth, that fell on this earth, Father. We want to say thank you. Father, we ask you to touch the government right now, Father. They need you right now, Father. Father, we need you right now in the jailhouse right now, Father. We need you at the hospital right now, Father. Father, we need you with our children right now, Father. We're looking at the wars that's on our, even though at our doorstep, Father. We can't even drive down the road or sleep in our house. People shooting them up, Father. But we know if we come to you and call on your name, everything will be all right, Father. We got to turn away from the government, but turn back to you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Touch, Lord Jesus.
Touch them right now, Father.
Yes.
Touch
yes.
everybody under my weak voice and a new hope right now, Father.
Yes.
Touch
yes.
the one that want to be here and can't be here.
Yes.
Touch
Lord.
The one that's on the way right now, Father.
Come, Holy Spirit.
We'll come by here, Holy Spirit, and touch us right
yes.
now.
Yes, yes.
Father, give the pastor a great word to bring to our soul and spirit.
Please, Lord.
Because we know, Father, that he got it. Father, no. so we can be able to go out and tell somebody,
help us, Lord,
that you sit high and you still look low.
Yeah.
You're still blessing the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we going through right now, Father, we need you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We come praying right now in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
We say amen to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God.
Please remain standing as our parishioners enter in. Our responsive reading can be found in your Bibles. Amen. The book of Psalms, the 121st division.
Amen.
The book of Psalms, the 121st division. Amen. And when you have arrived, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I will read the first verse. You will follow thereafter, and we will all read the last verse together. Amen. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keep you will not slumber. The Lord is your keeper. Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul altogether. The Lord shall preserve your going out, your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Please remain standing for our scripture for the morning, which can be found in the book of 2 Timothy. We will begin reading at the first chapter, beginning at verse 6. 2 Timothy, the first chapter, beginning at verse 6. It reads, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the land of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which is given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Amen. Verse 10, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immorality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, listen to what Paul says. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. So what does he do? He tells Timothy this: hold fast the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our souls. Amen. You may let our parishioners in. We will now be blessed by male chorus. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Come on, help us this morning, church. Oh, Lord, we lean on you. Let me
Praise God. Let me lean on you. I don't know about you, but I'm going through something. Amen. I need to lean on my God, the one who is able to do all things but fail. Praise God. Thank you, Melchizedek. Let me lean on you. Praise God. We give all honor and praises to our Heavenly Father this morning. Amen. To all of the clergies in the house, to the officers, to our deacons, deaconesses, mother, choir, usher, saints, and friends, our first family, and to all of you who are listening in to our broadcast today, we welcome you here on this rainy day, amen, that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank him for the sunshine and we thank him for the rain. Amen. We don't have no rain. We won't appreciate the sunshine. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. So we thank God for, amen, whatever he brings our way, we know is all good. Amen. Praise God. All right. All right. God bless you. Next Sunday. Next Sunday. Amen. At the 10:45 service, we are getting ready for our usher's anniversary. Amen. Usher's anniversary next Sunday at 10:45, and we're looking for a grand time celebration on next Sunday. So we invite you to be with us at the 10:45 hour. Amen. We want to take this opportunity to welcome any visitors that we might have with us today. If you're here, we'd like for you to stand so we can recognize you. Amen. Any visitors that's with us today, will you please stand and tell us where you're from? All right. Okay, everybody's at home. Praise God for that. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. Put this on your calendar if you haven't done so already. This coming Wednesday, we're the invited guests to the Sweet Home Missionary Baptist Church there in Hyam, Georgia, at the 7:30 hour for their revival. Amen. We ask all that can and will to meet us there. Amen. So that we can help them in their revival. I will be preaching and the choir will be singing. Amen. So come and be a part if you can this coming Wednesday at 7:30. So we will not be having our Bible study. Amen. We'll be over there in Bible study. Amen. So meet us there if you can, if you will, man, so we can just have a joyous time in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Reverend Kitchen is going to come at this time with announcement. He can come up here if you want to and make sure they see you. All right.
Those of you that know, around the month of June, we celebrate and have a wonderful time here in our Vacation Bible School. So this year, we're asking again for all those that can volunteer and in whatever area that you feel comfortable doing. This coming Tuesday, the 14th, we will be here at the 6:30 p.m. hour in the fellowship hall for our very first meeting. So we're asking for those of you that would love to teach, work with our young people, our adults, our babies, or whatever the Lord will have you to do. Now, our coordinator, I see one of them here. Stand up, Sister Lawson. Sister Lawson is one of our coordinators this year, along with Sister Angela Young. Amen. And if you need to give any of us any of your information, please do so. So we're looking forward to another great year. Please be very attentive. March the 14th at 6:30 p.m. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Kitchen. Amen. We know we always have a joyous time in our Vacation Bible School, so we always look forward to that. So we hope that you will come and be a part. It's not just for New Hope. It's a community thing. So we just look forward to that every year. All right. Did anyone have a birthday in this month, or having a birthday, amen, in the month of March? Will you please stand? Anyone, anyone? Praise God. That's who passes eight. Amen. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saint. Happy birthday to you. May you have many, many, many more years of happiness and good health. Amen. You might let the parishioners come in if there's any out there. You can let them in. Okay. All right. Did anyone get married in March? Anyone get married? Amen. All right. Everybody duck in March, huh? All right. All right. God bless you. We thank all of you that might be listening in that had a wedding anniversary. Amen. We congratulate you and wish you the best also. Amen. Let us continue praying for all of those on our sick and concerned list. Amen. Prayer for people in Turkey and Syria, in California, amen, in Ukraine, and all of those places that are really suffering right now. We ask that you please lift them up in prayer. Amen. You can imagine having 15, 16 feet of snow. Amen. And then on top of that, rain. Amen. Crushing in the roofs of houses. Amen. In California, can you believe it? Amen. So we ask that you please keep them lifted in prayer. Listen, I need you to pray mightily for one of our beloved mothers. Amen. Mother Hunter, her granddaughter, we call her Andy, passed. Amen. On yesterday. Let's please keep Mother Hunter in prayer, if you will. We know her heart is heavy, but she's here this morning. And so let's be a lift to her. Thank God for her and let her know that our prayers and deepest sympathy is for her and the family, and we will assist you in any way that we can. Amen. So please keep her lifted in prayer. Andy grew up in this church. Amen. The daughter of Deacon Al Jackson and Deaconess Gloria Jackson. So keep them lifted in prayer, if you will, also. All right. Pray for Deacon Otis Core, who father passed, and they will be having his homegoing celebration Saturday, this coming Saturday, March 8th, at 11 a.m. at Phillips Temple CME, 1310 Holsey Street, Phoenix City, Alabama. Amen. I believe that the bus might be going. Amen. I believe the male chorus will be singing. Amen. So we, those of you that would like to go, I don't know what time they're going to leave here. All right. All right. So just call the church secretary when we get the time together. If you would like to ride the bus as we go down and give them support, Deacon Core and family in their time of need. Amen. And we ask that you please, please keep them lifted in prayer. Also, we ask your prayers for the Kramer family. For those who don't know, Laura Kramer passed. She was one of our members, longtime members. She had became sick. Before she was sick, she was very faithful. So we ask that you please, please pray for that family. We still don't have any funeral arrangements as of yet, but we ask that you lift them in prayer. Also pray for Deaconess Bonds. Is it godfather? Grandfather. Amen. Grandfather. He's at Grady Hospital. He tested positive for COVID, and his bladder is infected. So please keep them lifted in prayer. He's 86 years old. Amen. So please keep him lifted in prayer. Also, Sister Pat Norwood is asking for prayer for her mom. She's been admitted into the hospital there in Macon, Georgia. Amen. So please keep her lifted in prayer. Continue praying for Minister Vaughn as she's going through her health situations. Keep her lifted in prayer. Sister Angie Smith as she recovers from stroke. Amen. And Reverend James as he's recovering. Amen. And praying for former President Jimmy Carter. Amen. We ask that you pray for him and all of those that are on our sick and concerned. Let's keep them lifted in prayer. Did I leave out anybody? All right. Okay. Well, let's pray one for the other. Amen. Because prayer still works. Hallelujah. God bless you. All right. We're going to have some more good music now from our male chorus. Amen. And then we will be back with a word from the Lord. Give them a hand as they come. They better sing too. If they don't sing, I'm gonna sing.
Blessing over and over and over again.
Praise God. How many know he keep on blessing over and over again? Praise God. That's what we ought to do when we get up early in the morning. Just thank him. But keep on blessing me over and over again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. May, of course, you're blessing my heart right now. You're making me want to sing, but I got to preach. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, amen, verse 8 through 13, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 13. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, that's Paul talking, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, and not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearance of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for which cause I also suffer these things. Too much is given, much is required. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him again that day. Behold, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Thank you. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. Come, Holy Spirit, take control of these lips of clay of mine. Use them for your glory, that somebody might hear from you this morning. Somebody might be saved, set free, might be delivered. Come, Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Show up and show out, and we know everything will be all right. Praise God. We entitled this morning, my brothers and sisters, Being Ashamed of Him. Being ashamed of Him. Many times in life, there are those that we might look up to, and in time, they seem to fail us. And we began to question whether they are really who they are. When we think about growing up in our homes, our father and our mothers, they teach us and instruct us in the way that we should go. They'll tell you, son, daughter, clean up before you leave home. Put on your best behavior. Because when you go out there, you're representing me. Come on, somebody. You don't want them to make you ashamed of them. So it is here that our narrative, Paul, is saying to his apprentice, Timothy, that you need to understand that God didn't give you the power of fear. Amen. He have given you the power of love. Amen. That, and the power that you are able to stand for me. He's telling Timothy, God has blessed you with certain attributes. He's given you my character. He's given you some characteristics, amen, and you need to use them. And if you are not sure about them, he said, pray to the Lord that he will stir up the gift that is in you. Somebody here this morning is wondering what your gift is. And if you don't know what it is, you need to talk to God about it so he can stir up the gift that is in you. You see, your gift might not be like my gift. Amen. He might not have given you the gift to sing, to preach, or to teach, but he's given you a gift. You can tell somebody, I love you. You can tell somebody, I care about you. You can lend a helping hand to somebody, but don't just sit down and do nothing. Tell him, Lord, stir up the gift. Motivate me so I can do your will. So in our text here today, amen, when I began to think about what I need to be doing for the Lord, I was almost your person today, Lord. Then I thought what it would be have been like if Jesus had done the same thing. What if God had almost revealed himself in Jesus Christ? I said almost. What if Christ were almost born and almost lived and almost die? What if he would have said, acts and it will almost be given. Seek, yeah, and you will almost find. Knock, and it will almost be open to you. What if he would have said, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will almost give you rest. And what if Jesus had told his disciples, for whosoever would save his life will lose it, and whosoever loses his life for my sake will almost find it. My almost Christianity, amen, took on a much different light. I realized how many times I had played the game of being one of Jesus' almost disciples. I recall how many times I had prayed almost, believing and walking through my days as if he was almost risen. Yes, it was not a question of theology. It was a question of lifestyle. Whether or not I had a lifestyle that could match what I said, I believe, whether or not, as some had said, I could walk my talk. Amen. When I relax, I feel guilty sometimes because Jesus, amen, was always on the go. Our text for the day shares the idea of being all for Jesus or not having any part of him. In other words, don't be a halfway Christian. Paul was trying to encourage his son in faith. The key terms in this passage is ashamed. Another passage highlights that same word, ashamed. Hear what Jesus had to say to Luke, writes in chapter 9 of his gospel. Amen. Luke 9, 23 to 27. He says, amen, to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gains the whole world and lose himself and be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of the death till they see the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, to be ashamed of Jesus in this life is to forfeit knowing him in the life to come. What is Jesus' point of view regarding how we live concerning himself? Jesus gets very intense. If you look there in Luke 9:23, he says to them all, if a man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. A man, a death to die, was what Jesus was talking about. Jesus had just shared that he is on the way out. He must suffer. Why must Jesus suffer? He is the Messiah. He has come to ransom us from our sins. Amen. He has a cross to bear. The text gets interesting here. Luke writes that Jesus spake to all. Amen. Who is all? Was it the crowd? Was it the disciples? Or was it intended to be read by us today? What is the cross we are to bear? It is about death. What do you do with the term daily? Amen. Is it about arthritis? Some folks have it daily. Poor grades, an unhappy marriage, or child's own drugs. Are not these crosses that we have to bear? What then would we do with the term take up? To take up is a voluntary term, as in having a choice to take up or leave lying around. The cross we are called to bear is the cross of Jesus Christ. Paul says, I know not nothing except Jesus Christ in him crucified. which begs the question, what was the cross of Jesus? The cross of Jesus refers to his sacrifice, death, and his life. He was the ransom for us. He voluntarily chose to live and die to accomplish, yet not my will, he said to his Father, but your will be done. Yes, the cross we are to bear is a life. As long as we live life of living God's will and not our will. And that translates into the meeting human needs. It is on the path along which there are crosses, prices to pay, pain, hurt to be accepted, which is ultimately translated obedience to the reign of God. In other words, we have to learn to be a living sacrifice in order to bless somebody else. Amen. As Lord has blessed us to share his word with somebody else, as God has shared it with us through his holy written word. For a definition of the reign of God, we can only need to look at the ministry of Jesus. He is the best example for us to follow. Not only did Jesus get intense, the situation warranted the intensity, but he gets probable. When we look at verse 24 through 26 there in Luke 9, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself and be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my word, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory, in his Father's and of the holy angels. So we see here three parallel sayings. Each of these sayings have a proverb quality about it, and therefore contain a kind of truth drawn from the experience and observation that can circulate in a culture as wisdom. Here, my brothers and sisters, the message translated the first parallel passage in verse 24. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to finding yourself, your true self. In other words, if you really want to know yourself, get stuck on yourself. Verse 24 says it carries a general truth of self-centeredness. It's the final counterproductive and destructive. When we serve self, we serve ourselves from the resources that gives life. We got to be careful, brothers and sisters, that we're not always putting up self and not putting up Jesus. Amen. God says, I am a jealous God, and I shall have no other God before me. If you want to be a showcase rather than showing Jesus, be careful about it, because God will bring you down. Yes, here in verse 25, what good would it be, amen, to get everything you want and lose your soul? Amen. How many folk have worked a lifetime to gain wealth, in the process lose their families, or end up with a big bank account and then have cancer? There are those that work all their lives and retire and die within 1 year. Jesus told the parable of a man who filled his barns and decided to kick back and relax in Luke 12, 19 through 21. He says, and I say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? In other words, you never seen a man, a brink truck, following a hearse. Yes, because what you have here on this earth, you can't take with you. This is how it will be with anyone who store up things for himself, but is not rich toward God. Verse 26 says, if any of you is embarrassed with me and the way I'm leading you, know that the Son of Man will be far more embarrassed with you when he arrives in his splendor in the company with the Father and the holy angels. Amen. Relates, verse 26 relates to a truth we all know so well. One we are ashamed of today might be the one who judges you tomorrow. How many of you made fun of someone in grade school or high school only to run into them years later and find out that they are the president of the company or someone great significant that won't give you the time of day? You got to be careful how you burn bridges that you cross, because you never know if you have to cross them again. It brings to mind another proverb. You will weep what you sow. So be careful how you sow. The truth, brothers and sisters, is discipleship. These probable sayings stands in contrast to being the person Jesus call us to be. Jesus insists that he is the real life. Apart from him, or to be ashamed of him, will only lead to forfeit of life, regardless of what you might have gained materially in this life. Amen. When it comes down to your time to die, you won't be able to take it with you. I've seen many times they put, amen, gold rings and diamond rings on folks in a casket. I've seen them buy new suits and put them on in the casket. But I come by to let you know, none of those things are going with you to heaven. Amen. God don't want your material things. God wants your soul. And only your soul will give an account unto Jesus. The key thought for me this day is the idea of shame. Both our text, Luke 9 and 2 Timothy 1, draws our attention to the need of wholeheartedness, amen, alliance to Jesus, which is the opposite of being ashamed of him. In other words, what does it look like to be ashamed of Jesus? Luke 9 states to be ashamed of Jesus is not to bear his cross. It would be a man to not follow in the ministry model that he set forth, caring for the lost, amen, and this dying world. In other words, I lay my life down in order that I might preach God's word, that somebody might hear from heaven and know his way and know his will. Luke 9 also teaches that to choose to save our own lives and to be ashamed of him, not desiring his will and his life more than our own. In other words, putting self first and not relying on Jesus and showcasing what he has done for you. Every now and then, you ought to be able to give him praise because you recognize it was nothing but his grace and his mercy that has kept you. His grace and his mercy that has brought you this far. So you ought to be able to lift hands and give him praise today, knowing that all good things comes from above. I want you to know today that God wants somebody that will stand up for him. He wants somebody that will tell a dying world that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God wants somebody to walk in the light and not in darkness. God wants somebody that's going to sing his Zion songs to his glory and not to your praise. Do I have a witness here today? God wants somebody that would tell this world, I know a man that went to the cross, that bled, died for you and me. He got up on the third day with all power in his hands. Thank God Almighty. I see Jesus letting them know that the worth of this world will soon pass away. Only my word will stand. You ought to be able to let somebody know that you've been born again. You ought to be able to let somebody know you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You ought to be able to let somebody know when I'm going through, I'm not going by myself, because I found out when I walked through the valley and shadows of death, the Lord is with me. I'm so glad, even in the presence of my enemies, he sends his angels to encamp round about me. Ain't you glad that you got a God that you can testify? He picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on a solid rock. Ain't you glad I've got a God that is able to do all things? I've got a God that will supply my every need. I've got a God that is greater in me than he that is in the world. I'm not ashamed to tell the world that he brought me out. He saved me. He lifted me. He kept me. I'm not ashamed to tell the world he woke me early this morning. I'm not ashamed to tell the world he put food on my table. He put a shelter over my head. You ought to tell somebody, this God that I serve, he's real. Anybody here know he's real? He'll keep you in the time of sorrow. He'll hold you in the time of trouble. He is my light and my salvation. He is my all and all. Is there anybody here can lift your hands? Say, I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ, for he is the bread of life. I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad that he told me in his word, I got a place prepared for you. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes, you know, we boast about who we are and who we know. Praise God. But look what happened with Peter. Matthew 26 and 69, when Jesus challenged him. You remember, he said to Peter three times, because Peter had denied him three times. He was ashamed to call him his Savior. Three times Jesus asked him, Peter, do you love me? Three times Peter says, yes, Lord. Three times Jesus gives instructions as to what it would be like not to be ashamed of him. He says, if you love me, Peter, feed my lamb. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. To not be ashamed of Jesus is to care for his flock. But I tell you the truth. Jesus said to him, there be some standing here who shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Work all your life in the church and then die and go to hell. I don't know about you, but there's enough hell in this world. I don't want to die and go to hell. So I'm not going to be ashamed of the power of God that he has put in me. That's why the songwriter says, I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. See, you got to know that you know that you know that you know that Jesus is real in your life. I don't have to ask Kitchen or Bradshaw about it. I know for myself what God can do. And in this day and time, if you don't have it, you better get it. Because there's so much destructions, so much killing. People saying that, you know, I'm afraid to get on an airplane. But these folk gone crazy. You ain't got to be on an airplane. You can be in the grocery store, in church, in the schoolhouse. You don't know where. I mean, at the gas station, pumping gas, minding your own business. Now is the time to get Jesus. Because if you don't get Jesus, you're going to walk around in fear that something is going to happen to you. And I'm so glad that I got a piece of the rock. Yeah, I got insurance to know that if I don't wake up in the morning, that everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. So I want to offer Christ to you today. If you've been ashamed of him, consider the consequences. Because one day you're going to have to face him. You want to get into his kingdom. Learn to let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven, in Christ Jesus. So today can be your day. Will you come? Accept him as your personal Savior. Not be ashamed of him. But let him be a part of you. Will you come? Will you come? Come by Letter Christian Experience, County of the Baptist. Sister, the choice is yours. Will you come?
Will give you brand new life.
Will there be one? Will there be one?
New life upon Dunley.
The choice is yours.
Oh, come.
Come, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come.
Come on.
Yes, yes.
To Christ.
Perhaps maybe you're not here in a sanctuary. You might be in your home, in your car, wherever you are. Jesus is there. Offer Christ to you there.
To you.
If it's your desire, just pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins.
To you.
Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. We say to you, get into some Bible believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Perhaps today you're carrying around a heavy load. All week long you've been wondering, caring about your situation or family situation or job situation. I want you to just take this opportunity to turn it over to the Lord. Present your case to Jesus. He simply says, casting all your cares upon me because I care it for you. And if that's your desire here this morning, to present your case to Jesus, we want you just stretch forth your hands toward the altar this morning. Reverend Kitchen gets ready to lead us in prayer. I want you to let go and let God have his way. Come on, stop trying to carry it by yourself. Give it to Jesus. Reverend Kitchen says, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? Let's pray with the preacher.
Have mercy. Father.
Yes, Lord.
I stretch.
Yes.
My hand to thee. No
right now.
Yeah, Lord.
Father and our God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here we are.
It's not my brother. Mm-hmm. It's not even my sister. But it's me. Oh, Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all of your grace, all of your mercy. Thank you. You gave us a new day. This is the day that you made and you told us to rejoice and be glad in it. We say thank you. You gave us eyes to see, gave us legs to walk. Even though some might be experiencing pain, Lord, thank you for giving us life, health, and strength. Thank you for giving us the mindset. Lord, when you touched us this morning, you woke us on time. God, we say thank you. Thank you for your word that we heard. And now, Lord, as we're centered around this altar, Father, there are issues, struggles, deficiencies, but God, we turn it over to you because only you can work it out. Only you can fix it. Only you can make it right.
You got the power.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for your word.
Yes.
As you told Timothy not to be fearful, Lord, as you gave Paul to give him instruction, Lord, continue to give us instruction.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To know your will, to know your ways. Yes. Bless our pastor. Bless the entire New Hope family.
Lord.
Touch Mother Hunter right now.
Lord.
Give her the Jackson family. Yes. Give them strength.
Yes, Lord.
Give the Carr family strength.
Yes, Lord.
Father, whatever the need is now.
Good, Lord.
God, we know you're able to make ways out of no way.
Uh-huh.
Father, heal those that need healing in the name of Jesus.
Please, Father.
Set free.
Yes.
Deliver. Make whole again.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
We say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God some praise. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Gotta be, yeah, everything. Oh, oh, got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. Be alright, be alright, be alright. Come on, look at somebody and tell them, I gotta feel everything's gonna be alright. Yeah, Lord, he said, Lord, gotta feel everything. He's gonna fix it. I gotta feel it. Yeah, Lord, everything's gonna be alright. Yeah. Be alright. Yeah. How do you know it? Well, Jesus, he told me everything's gonna be alright. everything. Yeah, I'll be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Amen. If you believe that, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Yeah, I trust God that everything is going to be all right. Give our male chorus a hand, if you will. Amen. Our musicians, thank you so much. Amen. Our ushers, God bless you. Thank you. Our sound technician, give them a hand. Give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. Amen. Y'all surprised me today in this rainy weather. I didn't think many folk gonna come out, but y'all showed up. Amen. Good to know that y'all ain't no dry weather Christians. Praise God. Everybody say, don't forget Sunday school, 9:30. Everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, amen, amen, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest root and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, God bless you. Have a blessed week. Amen. We love you. I hope everybody listening to me remember to turn their clocks up 1 hour.
LaVeya.
If you're not, you're LaVeya. Late.